Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. 5 speakers are talking about delegating at work. For each recording, decide what advice the speaker gives about delegating at work. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what advice each speaker gives about delegating at work. Thirteen.
No matter how much confidence you have in the person you're entrusting a task to, I think there's a crucial element to delegating that's often forgotten. There has to be a framework in place of where and who to go to if they get stuck and need help. I know, as a manager, I'm used to dealing with tasks all by myself. But when I'm delegating to juniors, I always remind myself that not everybody is as independent as me.
14.
If you've ever delegated to someone else and spent more time on the task than if you'd done it yourself, then it's time to review where you're going wrong. If your motivation for delegating is thinking that the other person can do it better than you, or it'll free you up to do something else, that's great. But delegation isn't an easy way out. So if you're just being lazy, or the task seems too small to concern yourself with, always do it yourself.
15.
Once you've selected someone to delegate a task to, assuming you do have a choice of personnel, there's something you need to do that's too important to leave till the job's finished. It's a mistake if you don't make it clear to staff what they're doing well and what they could improve on. Some managers think it's a form of interfering and doesn't give people space to get on with the job, but I find some constructive suggestions are usually helpful.
16.
When you give someone a task to do, there's not much point in simply listing the particular difficulties involved in carrying it out. You really need to check they understand what challenges they can expect to face and how they might deal with them. So you should sit down with them and explore possible solutions. If they simply say, "I understand," it's not a guarantee that they do.
17.
Once you become an effective delegator, you'll be talked about by those who see what you and your team can achieve. And as for team members, well, they'll appreciate the trust you place in them and the support they've received from you. But until you reach that point on the learning curve, keep telling yourself not to give up whenever it doesn't go to plan. I've certainly had some disastrous attempts at delegating in my time.
Now listen to the recordings again. Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. 5 speakers are talking about the reason for the success of their company's most recent TV advertising campaign. For each recording, decide what reason the speaker gives for the success of the campaign. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker says is the reason for the success.
Our last campaign was the most successful ever. Always worried about the cost, we were on a tight budget, but the results were fantastic. Research had shown our rivals' products were more attractive, but while the ad was running, one of them had some bad publicity about their products, and we picked up a lot of their trade. Sometimes it's not how much you invest or who you use, but just being in the right place at the right time.
Last year's TV campaign took the market by storm. In the past, we'd depended heavily on sending out samples to customers. It was a cheap and, we thought, effective way of targeting our core customer base. But last year, we had the good fortune to recruit a dynamic young marketing manager who brought with him a group of people who are changing the way we do things. We're looking to produce another, even more successful series of TV commercials next year.
Spend money to earn money. That's been the philosophy of our organization for years. The directors liked expensive-looking TV commercials, which appealed to our core customers in the old age bracket. However, our last campaign proved that you don't always have to go over budget to win new customers. We thought of a new approach, which our agency developed, and it turned out to be cheaper, and to our delight, brought us to the attention of a new, younger market.
Successful TV campaigns can be costly, and good market research is absolutely vital. We've always researched thoroughly before a campaign, but there's something else which was the key to last month's success. Although some people attribute it to our main rival's bankruptcy, it was the fact that we found a management group who we brought in to recommend ways of improving our marketing that really helped. A suggestion to use a TV campaign to advertise in-store promotions and mail-order facilities paid off handsomely.
Consultants recommended hiring a whole new marketing team for the company, but I rejected this. We've got a good, experienced team in the company. It would have been an unnecessary expense. We decided we should put more effort into the groundwork for the campaign. Our team carried out a more detailed customer survey, and on the basis of that, our production company was able to create a commercial that was more accurately targeted.
Now listen to the recordings again. That is the end of part 2.